News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, we're doing Mobile Mornings post-election style on this Wednesday morning. Hopefully your candidate came through last night. Hopefully your candidate did not lose. There's people on both sides of the aisle that are upset today.
Yeah.
We'll go over the results throughout the morning, locally, statewide, and nationwide, let you know what went down on General Election Tuesday. Right now, 66 degrees outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios. We'll check weather with Dr. Bill in just a minute, but we start the morning with Kane and traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pinsatons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a great ride so far. Accident-free conditions. Again, we do have a dense fog advisory through Baldwin County again till 9 a.m. this morning. Less than a quarter mile visibility in some areas. So far, the Bayway, the Causeway running smooth from the 1065 split out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore. It's the 23rd season of the Magic Christmas and Lights at Bellagrath Gardens and Home. With new enhancements and music on the Great Lawn, the show features over 3 million Christmas lights in 15 scenes. Find out more at bellagrath.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures around 80 degrees. Tonight, showers, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few showers and highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
608 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Mark Holliday in with you on this post-election Wednesday. Later in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll talk with Jeff Poor. He'll break down what happened last night across the nation and across the state. But the House flipping to the Democrats and the Senate staying in control of the Republicans. They even actually added a couple seats in the Senate. We'll talk about those later. But here in Alabama, Kay Ivey walked away with the win over Walt Maddox. She got 60% of the vote for the lieutenant governor's race. Will Ainsworth beat Will Boyd 61% of the vote to 39% of the vote. Steve Marshall beat Joseph Siegelman for the Attorney General's office. Steve Marshall will serve his first full term as the Attorney General. He won 59% of the vote for that. And Alabama Supreme Court Chief Justice, this was the statewide race that a lot of people were saying could possibly maybe be close as far as Alabama Republicans versus Democrats go.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Tom Parker beat Bob Vance 58% to 42%. We'll break down some of those local races here in just a little bit. Right now it's time to check the news headlines for this Wednesday morning. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Tuesday was a big day in terms of elections on the local and state level, and also a big day for the weather, as the National Weather Service is surveying storm damage in several Alabama counties today to see how many tornadoes touched down overnight. Now, the preliminary count shows that 3 tornadoes touched down Tuesday evening. The Weather Service in Huntsville sent a storm survey team to Jackson and Lauderdale counties on Tuesday. They also looked at damage in Tennessee. The Birmingham office surveyed Lamar County. The Weather Service says the teams have confirmed an EF1 tornado in Lauderdale County, an EF1 in Jackson County, and a third EF1 in Lamar County. The Lauderdale County tornado had estimated winds of 105 miles per hour and touched down at 11:16 p.m. Monday, 3 miles northwest of Cloverdale, and was on the ground for 3.54 miles. The Jackson County tornado had winds of 105 miles per hour at 2:35 a.m. Tuesday morning and was on the ground for 3.88 miles. And the Lamar County tornado had peak winds of 85 to 90 miles per hour, and that tornado touched down at 2:17 a.m. Tuesday, about 2 miles east-southeast of Millport, and was on the ground for 1 mile. Good news, though, no injuries or deaths were blamed on any of these storms. That's according to the Weather Service. Survey teams may look at Franklin and Colbert counties later today. Governor Kay Ivey has won re-election. Once the numbers were tallied, her opponent, Tuscaloosa Mayor Walt Maddox offered his support and prayers, saying, quote, words cannot express my sincere appreciation. Although we did not win the race, it's important that we continue to keep the faith. And even at this moment, it's important that we continue to believe in Alabama. I want to offer my sincere congratulations to Governor Ivey on her election as governor. The voters have spoken, and she has earned the sacred responsibility of leading our state. Clearly, the governor and I have policy differences, but one fact supersedes them all. We are all Alabamians. The governor and her team are going to face difficult challenges, and they deserve our prayers. And they also deserve our full support. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Working on the car, huh?
Yeah, it's been stalling.
It could be friction from your floor mats.
No.
Oil change too? Better change your oil fuses.
Nice try. Hand me that Purolator Boss filter.
Wow. Protects up to 15,000 miles?
Right. Nothing gets by Purolator. Or me.
Great. Now let's demagnetize those floor mats.
This is sad now.
Now get a Purolator Boss premium oil filter and 5 quarts of synthetic oils for $32.99 at Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
For WKRG News 5 this morning, I'm Jessica Taloni. Florida's Rick Scott is claiming victory this morning in the race for U.S. Senate, but CBS News is reporting the race is still too close to call. Republican Scott took on incumbent Democrat Bill Nelson on Tuesday. Less than 39,000 votes separate the two. That's less than 0.5%. Florida has a new governor this morning. Republican Ron DeSantis narrowly defeated Democrat Andrew Gillum. And in Alabama, Kay Ivey is keeping her job as governor, winning 60% of the vote.
Together, we've done it. The people of Alabama have spoken today loud and clear.
Ivey will work with Republican Will Ainsworth. He won 61% of the vote to become the lieutenant governor. Republican Steve Marshall handily defeated his Democratic challenger in the race for attorney general. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5, your local election headquarters.
Hear that? That's the sound of trust, also known as the love song of a finely tuned Caterpillar engine. A sound that can get a working man's blood pumping each morning and let him sleep like a baby every night. Because he knows that Cat machine's gonna work, do its magnificent thing. It's what allows a small business to play big and helps a hard-working man keep the promises he's made to his customers and to himself. Trust, it doesn't happen overnight. It can and should take time to earn. At Thompson Tractor, we've been at it for over 60 years. With industry-leading product selection, service, and commitment. The kind you'd expect from a company that's been around. We know what you're up against. We understand your dreams. After all, we started out small ourselves. So if you want to win your customers' trust, get yourself a partner you can trust. Like Thompson Tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months on select new Cat machines. Offer good through January 31st. Visit ThompsonCat.com for details.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs at fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs at fmtalk1065.com.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning, this is Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The college football playoff rankings were released last night. Alabama retained their spot atop the rankings after shutting out LSU 29-0 on Saturday. Clemson is again ranked number 2 this week after scoring 77 points on Louisville. Notre Dame moved past LSU to number 3. The Fighting Irish are 9-0 this season after beating Northwestern 31-21 over the weekend. And if the season ended today, the Michigan Wolverines would be the 4th ranked team in the playoff. They moved up from number 5 after crushing then number 14 ranked Penn State. Georgia and Oklahoma were ranked 5th and 6th respectively. They would be the first 2 teams out of the playoffs. LSU fell to 7th following their second loss of the season. Washington State is 8th, West Virginia 9th, and Ohio State ranked 10th. The SEC again leads all conferences with 7 teams in the rankings. Kentucky is ranked 11th. Florida's dropped two straight to Georgia and Missouri. They're still hanging around at number 15. Mississippi State comes in at number 16, and Auburn comes in at number 24, replacing Texas A&M after beating the Aggies 28-24 on Saturday. Speaking of Auburn, Athletic Director Alan Green announced yesterday that head coach Gus Malzahn will return to lead the team next season. Green told reporters that Malzahn would be, quote, our coach of the future. Malzahn was awarded a 7-year, $49 million contract following last season when the Tigers beat then number ones Alabama and Georgia during the regular season, finishing 10-4. The Tigers are 6-3 so far this season, but some were questioning Malzahn's job security following losses to Tennessee and Mississippi State. If Malzahn were to be fired, his contract buyout would be $32 million, and half, or $16 million, would be owed to Malzahn within 30 days. Last night, the first games of the 2018 college basketball season tipped off. It was a good night for 7 of 9 SEC teams that began their season on Tuesday. It was not a good night for the South Alabama Jaguars. The Jags were beaten by the Auburn Tigers 101-58 in Auburn. The 11th-ranked Tigers drilled 18 three-pointers on the night, their most since putting up 21 threes against Coastal Carolina back in 2016. It was the Jags' first game under new head coach Richie Riley. They'll open their season at home on Sunday afternoon against Huntington, while Auburn will host number 25-ranked Washington on Friday night. Alabama opened their season with an 82-62 win over Southern University. Dante Hall led the team with 20 points. Vanderbilt beat Winthrop 92-79. Missouri got the win over Central Arkansas 68-55. South Carolina beat SC Upstate 65-52. Number 23-ranked LSU crushed Southeastern Louisiana 94-63. And number 6-ranked Tennessee beat Lenoir Rhyme 86-41. Two SEC teams lost their season openers. The Florida Gators lost to in-state rival and 17th-ranked Florida State 81-60. And in a huge top 10 matchup, the number 4-ranked Duke Blue Devils beat number 2-ranked Kentucky 118-84. In the other top 10 matchup of the night, number 1-ranked Kansas beat number 10 Michigan State 92-87. Good news from our friends at the Mobile Sports Authority. Yesterday, they reported that for the recently reported fiscal year that ended on September 30th, Mobile Sports Authority attracted, supported, and or hosted a total of 29 sporting events that generated an estimated $22.5 million to the Mobile area economy. 22 different sports from all age brackets made up the event schedule, everything from cross-country runs and gymnastics to volleyball, basketball, and football. I'm Dalton Orwig. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report right here on FM Talk 106.5.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures around 80 degrees. Tonight, showers, lows in the mid-60s, and then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few showers and highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Oh, man, I love football.
Me too. I'm glad we had time to get out to a game.
Oh, look.
What?
On the field.
That's not.
Sorry, dear. Didn't know I still had my knitting needles in my pocket. What did I tell you about that whistle? Give it to me. Give me the whistle.
Get off the field!
Please don't arrest her. We're coming down to get her.
Have any of you gentlemen looked at your insurance premium lately? You know, for the past several years, it's just been going up, up, and up. Think of all the other things you could be spending that money on. Why, Jack Green eNational Insurance could insure this entire team. Workers' comp, homeowners, auto, commercial, and all types of business insurance.
Hey, we've got to get you out of here.
Get your hands off me.
No, no, not a family dispute.
It's fine, officer.
What a nice young man. He escorted me all the way out of the stadium. He must think I've fallen ill.
Something like that, yes.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile.
Ask for Jack!
344-5393.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. A dense fog advisory in Baldwin County all the way through Pensacola. As you've got visibility down less than quarter mile visibility, the good news is no accidents in the roadways. For traffic across the Bayway, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers tell us they're accident free. Thanksgiving at the Battle House. No cooking required for you. Enjoy a Thanksgiving buffet at the Majestic Crystal Ballroom from 10:30 to 2:30. $65 per person and half off for ages 6 to 12. Call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 621 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. If you missed it last night, Democrats taking control again of the House while the Republicans retained control of the Senate, even added a few seats there. We'll break those down in detail a little bit later. But first, some more local races were decided last night, and here in Mobile County, some of these state representatives in District 96, Matt Simpson, the Republican, beat out Maurice Horsey, the Democrat, and Matthew Shelby. Simpson got 69% of the vote there for District number 96. For State Rep District 97, Adeline Clark gets 65% of the vote and beats Stephen McNair 35%. For District 99, Sam Jones, he'll stay in control there, 73% over Charles Talbert, 27% of the vote. And for State Rep District 104, Margie Wilcox beats Arlene Easley 69% to 31%. For State Senator District number 35, David Sessions beats Tom Holmes by 60. He had 68% of the vote. And then, of course, statewide, Kay Ivey, she was actually elected the first Republican woman female governor ever
first
of
elected.
Alabama.
Yeah.
First elected. And she beat Walt Maddox 60 to 40%. And most of those big statewide races basically broke down along those percentages. Most Republicans statewide in those big races won by about 60% of the vote to 30%, 40% for the others.
Right, right.
So that's kind of a breakdown of what went down yesterday. We'll break down Baldwin County a little bit later also and give you some more of these races. But right now it's time to check the news headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. More election results to tell you about as some hard-fought campaigns coming down to the wire. Here's what we know about Tuesday's primaries here in Mobile County. These numbers are according to 89 of 90% of precincts reporting in. And at this hour, provisional ballots still need to be counted. Republican Representative Bradley Byrne wins re-election. Incumbent Democrat Adeline Clark wins re-election for House District 97. Republican Brandi Hambright wins the open position of Circuit Court Judge, 13th Circuit, Place 6. In the State Representative District Number 96 race, Republican Matt Simpson wins. State Representative District 99 race, that goes to former Mobile Mayor Sam Jones, who claims a seat held for more than four decades by fellow Democrat James Buskey. In the race for the State Representative District 104, Republican incumbent Margie Wilcox, she retains her seat with her win. Aside from those races, several state representatives on the Mobile County ballot, they face no opposition in the general election, and they include Democrat Napoleon Bracey in District 98, Republican Victor Gaston in District 100, Chris Pringle in District 101, Republican Shane Stringer in District 102, Barbara Drummond in District 103, and Republican Chip Brown in District 105. State Senator District 35, well, that win goes to Republican David Sessions. Mobile County's pay-as-you-go funding plan for road work, that once again is approved by a margin of 82% to 29%. For more election results, log on to fmtalk1065.com. Reports of voting issues have been reported statewide. Madison County is reporting their widespread voting problems could result in the hand counting of ballots and delayed returns. According to Madison probate judge Tommy Raglin, he says two main problems are causing, quote, multiple calls. The first is voters, quote, are bearing down too hard and punching through the paper ballots. And the second is the moisture-swollen ballots apparently are causing issues by last night's rainy climate. In both cases, the affected ballots are not feeding through the electronic counter. If a second try does not work, they say the ballot is being put into the, quote, emergency bin. It will be removed at the end of the day and tried again on the machine or hand counted. Both issues have appeared in earlier elections. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thanks, Kelly. 625 now, FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Breaking down the election the day after. And
a little post-mortem.
Yeah, late night for most of us that were watching the polls, at least those of us that have to wake up at 4 a.m.
And there are still some undecided, some that were just too close to call last night and as of this morning. One of those, even though Rick Scott in Florida has declared himself the winner, the mm-hmm. numbers are so tight. And Bill Nelson has not conceded, so, you know, that may come right down to the wire, and who knows, maybe even some court action involved as well before it's all over.
And what a close race that was. I mean, you just said it's not called yet, but 50% to 50%. I think there was like a 200-vote spread with 99% of the precincts reporting.
Yeah, a couple of hundred votes difference between Scott and Nelson, so mm-hmm. that was... Right down to the wire.
And then DeSantis beats Gillum in Florida. That was another closely contested race.
It was. Gillum did concede relatively early in the evening. I think the numbers came up 52% for DeSantis, 49 mm-hmm. for Gillum. So.
Yeah, it was a close one. But the Democrats did seize the House majority from the Republican Party yesterday. They're calling it a suburban revolt, said mainly, and I don't know how they break these demos down so quickly, but white women leaving the Republican Party was to blame last night, at least according to Karl Rove, I believe.
Yeah, and many other analysts seem to think that it was the suburban vote that pushed the Dems into the control of the House, and basically white suburban women mm-hmm. who they say have said that their biggest issue was health care
mm-hmm.
and of course the Republicans got painted with by the Democrats as the pre-existing condition. No pre-existing condition for the Republicans and pre-existing conditions covered by the Dems. So that's going to be up for grabs. And as Lindsey Graham was saying last night on one of the networks, that they have some work to do. The Republican Party has some work to do in the suburbs, and that's something they're going to be looking at.
Yeah, they were calling it a blue wave before last night, but the Democrats' edge pretty narrow in the House. We'll break down those numbers and a whole lot more coming up on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
For WKRG News 5 this morning, I'm Jessica Taloney. A suspected drug dealer is in the hospital this morning after he was shot by a deputy at McGowan Park. The shooting happened around 8 o'clock last night, around the same time many of the stores in the popular shopping center were closing. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office has identified the suspect as Michael McGregor. We're told his wound is not life-threatening. Deputies say he tried to run over officers with his car before he was shot. Florida has a new governor this morning. Republican Ron DeSantis narrowly defeated Democrat Andrew Gillum.
Mr. President, I look forward to working with you to advance Florida's priorities. I think you're going to get tired of me calling you, asking you for things for Florida, but I look forward to that. I think we'll have a great partnership.
President Trump visited Florida twice to campaign for DeSantis, including a rally over the weekend in Pensacola. In Alabama, Kay Ivey keeps her job as governor, winning 60% of the vote. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local election coverage you can count on.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama. and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
Special report, midterm elections. Democrats have flipped control of the House of Representatives, but Republicans added seats in the Senate and hold on to power there. Senate races in Montana and Arizona have not been called yet, and the Florida race between incumbent Democrat Bill Nelson and challenger Republican Rick Scott may go to an automatic recount, with Scott narrowly leading. No victory speech or concession in the Governor George's race between Republican Brian Kemp and Democrat Stacey Abrams, who says the tabulation continues.
Votes remain to be counted. There are voices that were waiting to be heard. Across our state, folks are opening up the dreams of voters in absentee ballots, and we believe our chance for a stronger Georgia is just within reach.
There is a chance that this race could go to a runoff if neither Kemp nor Abrams breaks 50% plus one. Republicans won the governor's races in Ohio and Florida as the Democrats take Kansas, Michigan, and Illinois. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. BNY Mellon says the election result with the Democrats taking a House majority creates a headwind for economic activity. BNY says uncertainty about future economic policies could deter businesses from making decisions and curtail investment, particularly in the capital-intensive energy sector. If President Trump becomes even more assertive on trade and immigration, that will also hurt the economy. Investors Bancorp is exploring a possible sale as consolidation continues among the thousands of smaller lenders across the U.S. The Short Hills, New Jersey Regional Bank, which has about 150 branches in the state and in New York, has hired an advisor, which could start reaching out to potential buyers soon. The Wall Street Journal notes that smaller banks are turning to deals as they seek to compete with the biggest banks, which are increasingly popular with consumers for their technology and big branch networks. Crude oil trading at $62.76 a barrel on Wall Street, futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
24/7, 365. You're up and at 'em every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
Don't wait until Black Friday for a great deal on the floor you want. Get a great deal today and get a new floor in time for the holidays at Lumber Liquidators. Get waterproof floors from just 64 cents and best-selling hardwood up to 26% off. Plus, get pre-Black Friday flooring deals like 32% off Bull Barn Oak laminate. Do it yourself or have us install it for you. Plus, get special financing. Don't wait. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators store or lumberliquidators.com today.
Celebrate Hope is the signature gala for USA Mitchell Cancer Institute coming up Thursday, November 15th. We'll feature dishes by local chefs paired with wine and craft beer and live entertainment. Since its inception, Celebrate Hope has generated millions of dollars for cancer research. Individual gala tickets are $175, but sponsorships are available starting at $1,000 with tickets to the gala, premier partners event, and more. Tickets are a sponsorship at Eventbrite.com.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday morning. We're joined by staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Dalton.
So it is November, but yesterday a hot one and also some rain moving through the area. But how hot did it get yesterday, Dr. Bill?
Well, yeah, it was up to 84.
Ooh,
and give you an idea what that means. That's 10 degrees above normal. The normal high is 74. So, yeah, we've got a weather front stalled just to the north of us, and that's keeping us in the warm air. And it's going to be the same thing today. We're going to get up around 80 degrees. We did pick up some rain at the airport yesterday, a little less than a half an inch, about 0.47. And that brings us now over 2 inches for the month of November. Of course, we're only in, this, in the first week or so of the month. And for today, about 80 degrees, as I mentioned, and we've got a good chance for showers today. With that weather front just to the north of us, we're seeing just a series of little disturbances in the upper atmosphere. And as they move across that front, it'll set off showers. So keep the umbrella with you today. A good chance for showers tonight. Same thing. Occasional showers with temperatures tonight in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, a mostly cloudy day and some scattered showers and a high in the upper 70s, so still above normal. Now, that weather front to the north of us is going to make a move late on Friday. Friday, a very large upper air disturbance comes out of the western states. And as it moves across the country, that's going to bring the cooler air over the middle of the nation down to the Gulf Coast. So we've got a good chance for showers on Friday, a high in the low 70s. The cool air moves in. And Friday night, temperatures drop into the upper 40s, and we'll have a nice day on Saturday, mostly sunny. But the high on Saturday, only in the upper 50s, 58 degrees for the high. Saturday night, down into the mid-40s. And then Sunday, clouds come back in, and what's going to happen is moisture starts to come back in over the top of the cool air. So Sunday, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower, and high temperature in the mid-60s. So it'll be a cool weekend, and it looks like Saturday is going to be the best day as far as sunshine is concerned.
Dr. Bill, as that cooler weather moves in later this weekend, or into the weekend, in your expert opinion, do you think we'll have that cool weather maybe stick around a little bit longer, or are we going to continue to experience these roller coaster emotions that the weather keeps showing us?
It looks like it's going to stay with us for a while because we'll be in the 60s on Monday with showers, and then another cold front comes in on Tuesday, and we'll clear off in a high near 60. So, yeah, we're going to have a stretch here now of some cool temperatures that should carry into a good part of next week.
And, you know, this is a mandatory question until we're completely out of the woods in hurricane season. How is it looking at the in the tropics?
It's looking good. We may have reached the end of the season because the upper air winds are pretty strong across the tropics, and that will prevent any kind of tropical storm formation. We can't rule it out totally because this time of the year, if anything develops, it'll be in the western Gulf. But it's going to be tough now for anything to form in the Atlantic.
All right. We appreciate it, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Dalton.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Hear his forecast twice an hour, every hour, right here on FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, we'll break down some more of those local races from the election yesterday, and we've got your news from Kelly in just a minute. But right now, let's check the traffic on the way into work or school, wherever you're headed. Here's Kane with the traffic update.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pinsentons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, so far, Mobile Police Department, county, and state troopers are clear. Again, for Baldwin County and over towards the Florida state line, we've got a dense fog advisory till 9 a.m., less than a quarter mile visibility in some areas, so be careful. Make sure you have your low beams on. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less with Toyota Care, no-cost, two-year, 25,000-mile maintenance. See them at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Broadway's Cirque Dreams dazzles with its popular stage spectacular, Cirque Dreams Holidays. Its talent by the sleighload, says the New York Daily News. Over 20 of the world's best acts, 300 spectacular costumes, unforgettable music, and Broadway spectacle. Vegas meets family entertainment hails the Boston Globe of this season's must-see Cirque Dreams Holidays.
Friday, November 23rd at the Mobile Civic Center Theater. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
Right now, it's a great time for anybody ready to get some real work done in Alabama. Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success and a brighter future. It's time to get to work, Alabama. Alabama works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station. Visit alabamaworks.com.
FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. 66 degrees outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios. Should experience some rain today, according to staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, and some warmer weather, but 84 degrees yesterday.
Wow.
Pretty crazy. It is November 6th, or it's November 7th now, right?
Okay. I think it is as I look at the calendar, yes.
Just checking. 84 degrees, unbelievable, but that cooler weather is moving in over the weekend. Right now, it's time to check the news headlines for this Wednesday morning. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. It was a late night for many campaigns. Just before 11 p.m., Associate Justice Tom Parker was announced as the winner of the Alabama Supreme Court Chief Justice race. The Republican nominee Parker took on Democrat and current Jefferson County Circuit Judge Robert Bob Vance Jr. Early in the night, Vance was close to Parker with 43% of the vote. By 8:15, with 5% of votes counted, Parker led 59% to Vance's 40%. Close to 9 p.m., with 32% of precincts reporting, Parker had 58% of the vote to Vance's 41%. Before the race was called, Parker was leading 57% compared to Vance's 42%. Vance spoke after the race was called and said that he would support Parker as a new Chief Justice, saying, quote, "While tonight was disappointing, nevertheless, the journey has been very, very rewarding for me personally, and I thank everyone on the campaign for that. This campaign and the results tonight show us that change is never easy. We must be willing to fight the fight, and sometimes it takes time. Sometimes you have to take a step back when you take two steps forward. But the important thing is for us to continue the fight. So I would just ask everyone to move Alabama forward." Parker will replace Lynn Stewart, who was elected to the Supreme Court back in 2000. Across the bay, the Baldwin County Health Department has reported a sewage spill. That spill was caused by grease blockage in Daphne and caused a manhole to overflow at 140 Buena Vista Circle. 346 gallons of that substance spilled into a drain, which leads to the Tiawassee Creek. The health department is encouraging residents to use extreme caution when using this water for recreational purposes. Also, you're reminded to thoroughly cook any fish or seafood which was caught near or by this water, and wash your hands after handling fish or seafood. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 6:42 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Turnout, actually, pretty good compared to what they were expecting yesterday.
I think all across the country, turnout was extremely high, very heavy.
Yeah, lots of people fired up on both sides of the aisle, but here in Alabama, I think they said 45% turnout. That's the last number that I saw last night, and I know John Merrill, leading into the election, and give him a little space, this was a week ago he made the prediction, but he said 35 to 40%, so outdoing that by 5%, not bad. But the results from some of these local races last night, in Baldwin County, State Representative District 64, Harry Shiver won that vote pretty handily with 77% of the vote. In District 66, Alan Baker, the Republican, beat Susan Smith 72% of the vote to 28%. District 94, Joe Faust won with 71% of the vote over Danielle Mashburn Myrick. She got 29% of the vote. Here in Mobile, District 96, Matt Simpson beats Maurice Horsey and Matthew Shelby. Matt Simpson, the Republican, got 69% of the vote there. In District 97, Adeline Clark, a Democrat, beats Stephen McNair, the Republican. Adeline Clark had 65% of the vote. For District 99, former Mobile Mayor Sam Jones beat Charles Talbert. Sam Jones got 73% of the vote. And for District 104, Margie Wilcox, Republican, beats Arlene Easley, the Democrat. Margie Wilcox had 69% of the vote there. For Circuit Court Judge, place number 6, Brandy Hambright, won a close race over Carlos Finley. Brandy Hambright had 52% of the vote there. And then statewide, Kay Ivey holding on to the governor's office, even though it was her first election win.
Right. She was appointed after Governor Bentley was removed for ethical purposes. We'll leave it at that. Everybody knows the story.
I think we should go into I'm just joking. In more detail. But Kay Ivey becomes the first female Republican governor elected to the state of Alabama. And her next in charge will now be Will Ainsworth, Republican, beats Will Boyd for the office of lieutenant governor. Will Ainsworth got 61% of the percent of the vote. In the congressional districts, Bradley Byrne beat Robert Kennedy Jr. in District 1. Bradley Byrne got 63% of the vote. And then in District 2, Martha Roby beat Tabitha Isner. Martha Roby, the Republican, got 62% of the vote there. For Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, Tom Parker beats Bob Vance Jr. 58% of the vote to 42% of the vote. For Attorney General, Steve Marshall beats Joseph Siegelman, and Marshall got 59% of the vote there. For Associate Justice of the Supreme Court, place number four, Jay Mitchell, the Republican, beat Donna Wesson Smalley. Jay Mitchell got 61% of the vote. And just a couple more here. Secretary of State John Merrill will continue to be Secretary of State. He beat Heather Milam, 61% of the vote to 39%. For State Auditor Jim Ziegler, 61% of the vote to Miranda Corrine Josephs, 39%. And Public Service Commission, place one, Jeremy Oden wins 60% to 40%. Place two, Chip Beaker wins over Kerry Powell, 60% to 40%. And nationally, Democrats regain control of the House while the Republicans retain control of the Senate. And as of now, it looks like they may add a couple seats to the Senate.
Yeah.
But the Democrats, they kept calling it a blue wave, and it was supposed to be a massive win for the Democrats. But right now, they did win the House. They will have control of the House, but that margin not as wide as Democrats probably believed leading into yesterday.
Well, it was as they were going through the evening, and it's funny to watch some of the Alphabet Network's analysts and just how distraught they seemed to be as the Democrats were not picking up as quickly the seats that they needed to take control of the House, and obviously not going to control the Senate, the United States Senate. So there are some still closely declared winners or losers, I guess. The races haven't been called yet,
right,
officially. So conceivably, the Republicans could pick up a few more seats in the in the Senate. Governor Scott of Florida has declared himself the winner over Bill Nelson, the incumbent in Florida, but that is so close right now. I mean, they're going to have to do a hand count, I'm sure. A couple hundred votes separating, 99% of the precincts reported, so that's very, very close, and still up for grabs, really.
And in another much publicized Senate race out in Texas, Ted Cruz beats Beto O'Rourke. So Ted Cruz will remain senator in Texas. Here in Alabama, the four amendments that we all voted on yesterday on the ballot, right, all four passed. That first amendment with the display of the Ten Commandments on state property and property owned or administrated by a public school or public body that prohibits the expenditure of public funds in defense of that amendment. Well, the Ten Commandments amendment did pass. Yes vote got 72%. And then for the anti-abortion amendment, that also passed, 59%, to add some of that anti-abortion language into the Alabama Constitution. For amendment number three regarding the Alabama Board of Trustees, that too passed, 60% of the vote. And for amendment number four, which is in regards to if there's a vacancy in the House of Representatives or the Senate, and that happens on or after October 1st of the third year of a quadrennium, that seat would remain vacant. Well, that did pass also, 66% of the vote. And then a Fairhope special election. And this, if this would have passed, this would form a city council manager government,
right,
in Fairhope. And
right,
that did not pass. So their government will continue to be mayor, as is.
Yeah, mayor council.
Mayor council. And the no vote there got 58% of the vote. The pay-as-you-go road program also passed yesterday, 74% for. 648 now on FM Talk 106.5. We're coming back. More Mobile Mornings on the way.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
Do you see what the holiday rush has done? Everybody rushing everywhere, and now someone just rushed into the side of my car here.
Yeah, but it looks like you just need a buff and some new paint.
What I need is a Christmas miracle. Can you fix this by the weekend?
Yes, ma'am. We got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
For WKRG News 5 this morning, I'm Jessica Taloney. Florida's Rick Scott is claiming victory this morning in the race for U.S. Senate, but CBS News is reporting the race is still too close to call. Republican Scott took on incumbent Democrat Bill Nelson on Tuesday. Less than 39,000 votes separate the two. That's less than 0.5%. Florida has a new governor this morning. Republican Ron DeSantis narrowly defeated Democrat Andrew Gillum. And in Alabama, Kay Ivey is keeping her job as governor, winning 60% of the vote.
Together, we've done it. The people of Alabama have spoken today loud and clear.
Ivey will work with Republican Will Ainsworth. He won 61% of the vote to become the lieutenant governor. Republican Steve Marshall handily defeated his Democratic challenger in the race for attorney general. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, your local election headquarters.
Joined again by my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. And it's time to get prepping, you were telling me the other day. Prepping for what?
Well, really lawn care. If you want a good lawn next season, next spring, maybe you're not happy with it this summer, now's the time to be planning for a good lawn next year.
You mean things we're doing now make a difference come spring?
Yeah, just like if you want to have a good day tomorrow, it starts with a good meal and a good night's rest. You'd really want to be thinking about aeration or getting a soil sample and seeing if you need to apply lime, maybe liquid aeration, maybe winterization with a fertilizer, or just cleaning up winter weeds. Those things are coming too.
Yeah, so things we do now in the fall make a big difference come spring.
Huge difference.
And I bet you have a list of those things for us you could roll out. You offered a few of them there. If we want more on that list or more information, how do we get in touch with you?
Just find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Good morning, 6:52 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The college football playoff rankings were released for the second week last night, and Alabama retained their spot atop the rankings after shutting out LSU 29-0 on Saturday. Clemson is again ranked number 2 this week after scoring 77 points on Louisville. Notre Dame moved past LSU to number 3. The Fighting Irish are 9-0 this season after beating Northwestern 31-21 over the weekend. And if the season ended today, the Michigan Wolverines would be the 4th-ranked team in the playoff. They moved up from number 5 after crushing then-number 14-ranked Penn State on Saturday. Georgia and Oklahoma were ranked 5th and 6th, respectively. They would be the first two teams out of the playoffs. LSU fell to 7th following their second loss of the season. Washington State is 8th, West Virginia 9th, and Ohio State is ranked 10th. The SEC again leads all conferences with 7 teams in the college football rankings. Kentucky's ranked 11th. Florida's dropped 2 straight to Georgia and Missouri, but they're still hanging around at number 15. Mississippi State comes in at number 16, and Auburn comes in at number 24, replacing Texas A&M after beating the Aggies 28-24 on Saturday. Speaking of Auburn, Athletic Director Alan Green announced yesterday that head coach Gus Malzahn will return to lead the team next season. Green told reporters that Malzahn would be, quote, our coach of the future. 6:53 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update brought to you by Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops. They're looking to hire top-notch body technicians and auto damage estimators. Do you have what it takes? Come apply today at any of their 7 locations.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures around 80 degrees. Tonight, showers, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few showers and highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I feel the need for speed.
That's right. Blazing fast gigabit internet speeds from Harbor Communications. Are you a condominium owner here on the Gulf Coast that needs gigabit fast internet? Did you know fast internet is the number one requirement for today's rental guests? Hi, Chuck Nylander here with Harbor Communications, the only locally owned facility-based phone and internet company in the area. You call us, you get us. Fast, friendly, local service. Harbor Communications serves hundreds of multifamily properties throughout the Gulf Coast region for phone, internet, and high-definition TV. Harbor is excited now to be offering gigabit-class speeds to our multifamily properties, delivered by Harbor's own fiber network boasting synchronous up-and-down speeds. With the ever-increasing demand of internet, let Harbor upgrade your building to deliver gigabit-class internet experience your family and guests will rave about. Call us to learn more about our satisfaction guarantee with all new bulk service agreements, or visit us online at harborcom.com. Harbor Communications, always about the customer.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
656 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Right now, the three big things on FMTalk1065.com. We have a link to our TV news partners, WKRG, and the election results from last night. You can find that link on the front page of our website. That's the first big thing. Also, Kay Ivey becomes the first female Republican governor elected in Alabama. She beat Walt Maddox, and she got 60% of the vote yesterday. And also, story, the Democrats gain the House control, but the GOP retains the Senate. And as far as those numbers break down, Democrats actually they have 222 House seats right now, with the Republicans having 199, 14 still outstanding, and in the Senate, 51 Republicans hold Senate seats, 45 Democrats, and four of those still outstanding. We'll continue to break down last night's election results and a whole lot more on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings, and we continue right after this.